Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Amen. She said it's already one. Amen. Oh, how I love calling your name. Look, Jesus is a mountain mover. Come on, somebody. Come on, Jesus. She said, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless and praise God. Hallelujah for being here on this Sunday morning, the last Sunday of this month. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that song this morning. It really ministered to my soul. Amen. And I pray that it ministered to your soul this morning. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 100, make a joyful shout unto the Lord, all ye men. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. Come on, Holy Spirit. And the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming on this morning. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Mount Carmel International Church this morning is our Sunday morning service, people of God. And we thank God. Ha, Shatora Bashanda, for you, you, and you. Amen. And y'all know how we do. Praise God. I got to usher into the presence of God like never before in this hour. So let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Lord, we lift you up. Yes, Holy Spirit. We lift you up, God, this morning, Father God, because you are worthy, oh God, of all the praises, all the honor, and all the glory, Father God. All the glory goes to you, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would saturate right there where we sit, God, right there where we stand, right there where we are driving, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you open up our hearts, God, oh, Father, that we may hear thy word and hear the truth, Father God, coming from heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I move out the way, I ask that the power of God, yes, God, that overtake me, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the mercy right now, Father. But God, today, Lord God, I'm seeking your face for, yes, Holy Ghost, for soul saving, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I set aside time, Lord God, to save souls, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, draw all your people, God, unto you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit on today. We thank you for blessing every home, God, today. We thank you, Lord God, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Now, God, I thank you, Lord God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from you. Let it be so, God, in my life this morning. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on today. We thank and praise God today. Hallelujah. For that song, for that scripture this morning, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye people. Amen. Because that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. He wants us to make a joyful noise unto him. Let him know, praise God, that he is awesome, that he is God, that he is a mountain mover, that he is a lily of the valley, that he is the bright and morning star, that he's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Come on, people of God, that he is Alpha, he is Omega, he is the beginning, he is the end of all things, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God this morning. Amen. Praise God. This morning, amen, I got two scriptures. Amen. And I want to talk to us today because the Lord was dealing with me. I had a whole other sermon on yesterday. Praise God. But I guess that was not for today because when I got up this morning, amen, the wee hours of the morning, he changed my message. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I guess that message was for me. Praise God, because God is not double-minded. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So God is saying today, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there, y'all going to hear this from me today, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, and listen to this, in Genesis, the question is asked, is there anything too hard for the Lord? That was a question mark. Jeremiah gives us the answer in Jeremiah 32:17, that there's nothing, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, too hard for thee. Many times our faith can be tested to believe God, even if the mountain is in front of us. Come on, somebody. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The Bible says, Genesis, 18 and 14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Remember this one. Jeremiah 32:17 says, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arms, and there is nothing, oh, my Satora Bashanda, too hard for thee. In these days, many of God's people are discouraged, despondent, filled with doubt. Now hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. Many of God's people, come on, this ought not to be. For discouragement always comes from the devil. Despondency paralyzes us for useful service, and doubt dishonors the Lord. If encouragement is needed, however, here is a way we pose to study. If our faith needs to be fortified, this meditation in God's word will do what needs to be done. Sometimes, praise God, we have to get into the word of God to fortify what God has already placed in us. Amen, praise God, because we don't want to dishonor God. Amen. Because there's a reason why he's asking us today, praise God. We see that, hallelujah, that our faith will be tested. Mountains will, you know, as I read in Genesis, the question asks, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah, yes, he gives the answer. Here, when those mountains is in front of us, God deals with mountains. He is the mountain mover. There is no promise too hard for God to fulfill. And I'm talking to somebody this morning, because even when I was studying this morning and pulling out scriptures, and God was igniting my fire again, because there are so many things that can come in life that praise God, that can cause us to feel that something is not working in our lives. But there is nothing too hard for God. There is no promise too hard for God to fulfill. Come on, Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32, 33, and 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are everlasting arms. Come on, Holy Ghost. And he shall thrust out the enemy before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Come on, Holy Ghost. There's a time in our lives that God will allow things to take place in our lives to even seek him even harder, to seek him even more. There is nothing too hard for our God. The Bible says in Numbers 23 and 19, God is not a man that he shall lie. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on, people of God. I want you to come with me this morning. Glory to God. Neither the Son of Man, that he shall repent. The Bible says, has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? The promise of God, come on, Holy Ghost,
God sometimes says some things in the Bible that he did not say directly to us sometimes. Praise God. But God never utters one word in the Bible that he did not say. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to me or to you, praise God. Hallelujah. When we read the word of God, when we pray, when we lay before him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, he endows us with more power to trust him. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God is the God of a promise, because the Bible says, if you look at the Bible, there is so many promises in God. There is so many things, amen, that we can take, amen, and hold on to. Praise God. What is my ministry doing? Praise God. It feels like it's laying dormant, but by the word of God, he's already made a promise that it shall prosper. My marriage is jacked up, but God made a promise that it shall be healed. Come on, somebody. My children are acting up, but God made a promise in the word of God that things should take place. My wife and my husband is acting up, but God made a promise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Family issues, God made a promise. Finances, God says, I hope deferred makes the heart sick. Praise God. He gives us hope day by day. Praise God. He gives us energy. Praise God. How about Sunday? He gives us faith, amen, to produce. Your job, your career, your home is in turmoil. But God says today, what's too hard for me? Have anybody ever gotten to the point where you prayed about something and God moved on that circumstances? Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He gives you hope for this time. He's given us life for this time. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is the God of promise. He keeps his word. Even when that seems impossible. Even when the circumstances seem to point to the opposite, things seem to be jacked up. It seems to be out of order. But God brings things into divine order in life. Praise God. God wants you to know today, praise God, is there anything too hard for me? Come on, somebody. Give God the praises. Give God the honor. Because you're waiting on God for some things. I hear the Holy Ghost. You're waiting for God to move in a circumstances. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But there is some things that we must do to keep things going. We have to get in divine alignment. We have to do what God is asking us to. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But we wait on you, Lord. God promises are like the stars. The darker the night, the brighter it shines. Amen. Praise God. When I read that, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. As I was studying, praise God. Yes, God. The Bible says in Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Oh, my God, I give you glory. That we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Now listen to this. Were written for our learning. That through patience. Come on, Holy Ghost. You know, let me just talk about this patient thing for a minute. There is things that we're waiting on God to do. We're waiting for the manifestation. Some of you have been waiting for a minute. Some of you got words long time ago, but you're still waiting for God. But you got to understand patience. Yeah, ta-da-da-ba-sia. Every day this week I kept, even I flipped to the Bible and it says patience. Come on, Holy Ghost. Everywhere I went, I see patience. That's something that we don't want, patience. But anything that God is going to do, you have to have patience and let him work a work that when he does it, praise God, that you appreciate what he done. Hey, my shot on about here. Just like a ministry, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If God started you out with 5,000 people, yourself. Praise God. Yes, God, I give you glory. Why you need patience for the one to come? Because God wants us to know that when he is doing something, we have to have patience as they come. Then you appreciate what God did and not what you've done. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, I can very well start out high and have everything going on. But at the lower level, I don't have patience. See, God want to bring you up to the place where you have patience. Who I'm talking to besides myself this morning? Because the Bible says, aforetime it was written for our learning that we through patience and comfort, come on, because God, in the midst of all that we go through, God comforts us. Come on, Holy Ghost. We can go through the worst thing, but God is still yet comforting us. He's still sending hope to us, praise God. God wants us to have some patience while he work a work. Amen, praise God, because he said nothing is too hard for me. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:11, now all these things happen unto them for an example. And they are written for our comfort, for our admonition, upon who the end of the world are come. Here, in hope of eternal life, with which God that cannot lie, come on, that's Titus 1:2, promised before the world began. What do the promises of the blessed word mean to you? The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Here, go down to the next level, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Here, we find that there are great promises. One for wisdom and the other for power of the Holy Spirit. Because when God says that I can do all things, amen, and we can do all things through Christ Jesus, first we have to grab a hold of wisdom and understand that the Holy Spirit is at work in your life. How many need God to move in some areas that seem impossible? Come on, Holy Ghost. See, in the midst of all that, sometimes God has to break us to order to make us to know that he's in charge of all things. The Bible says in James 1:5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. When I thought about these scriptures today, praise God, because anything that God does, we need wisdom to handle it. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We need God, the Lord Jesus, to move in the impossible situations. Those are the things that keep us, amen, because God says, amen, if you lack the wisdom, and you got to do this by faith in God, because a lot of time people are walking around and saying they got all this faith. Come on, Holy Ghost. And when the trial hits the house or hits the, oh, come on, somebody, your job, your children, or anything else, we lose hope in God. But those are the areas where God says that I have to try you, praise God, because any blessing that God gives us has to be tried. Come on, Holy Ghost. I never understood long time ago that dream had to be tried by fire. Your marriage has to be tried by fire. Your children have to be tried by fire. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Your fasting has to be tried by fire. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Your finances. Everything has to be tried by fire. Hey, my support of our Sunday. But in the midst of all that, God asks a question. Is anything too hard for me? Though everything has to be tried, is it too hard for me to accomplish that which you asked me? Is it too hard for me to fix your home? Is it too hard for me to fix your marriage? Is it too hard for me to fix your finances? Is it too hard for me, that one on that job that's getting on your nerves, to fix them? Because, see, when God fixed me, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that means that when he fixed me, praise God, yes, God, I honor when he fixes somebody else, not looking at them, praise God, down on them, praise God, because if he can fix me, he can fix anybody. That's why we lose out, because we think that because I'm saved, God can't save nobody else. He take the lowest, glory to God, the lowest of the lowest, the one that's up under the mud, pull them out, clean them off, and set them before kings and queens. What can he do? He'll take a dollar and turn it into $1 million. What can he do? He'll take that wayward child, amen, praise God, lift them up, praise God, and they'll be your blessings for the rest of your life. You better talk to me this morning, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God says to ask you the question, is there anything too hard for me? Here, the Holy Spirit. Somebody said the Holy Spirit has work. He's working, he's working, he's working in my life. And the promises are just as sure as they have always been. Is there anything? I told y'all going to hear me say it. Y'all going to hear it in your sleep tonight. Write it on your walls. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Write it in your church. Write it on Shatori Abashanda. Is there nothing too hard for thee? So he started out in Genesis. Then flipped it in Jeremiah. There is no prayer too hard for God to answer. When God is going to do something wonderful, he starts with difficulties. I didn't know that. I didn't know that from the beginning. And I realized as I was going along this road, praise God, yet katari abashanda. When difficulties come up, Lord, what am I learning in the difficult times? Amen. What are you teaching me in the difficult times? Are you teaching me patience? Are you teaching me long-suffering? Come on, somebody. We got to ask God, what is it that you're teaching me when difficulties hit? God says, if you read the Bible, he starts with difficulties. And bring forth a testimony. When God is going to do something very wonderful, miraculous, he starts with the impossibility. When is the last time God answered a prayer for you? Is it a prayer in your prayer closet? Is it a prayer in your prayer chamber? Come on, somebody. Where did you pitch your tent to pray? God Almighty is not limited to circumstances. It is God's way. It is our way in. Come on, somebody. It is the way over. It is the way to read. Here we go again. I'm pressing it into your spirit today. Is anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for thee. There is no problem too hard for God to solve. Anyone gets into tight places. Gideon did. Abraham did. Moses did. Paul did. Any Christian If he attempts something for God, comes to great times of crisis in life. Well, every time, you know, let me just say this, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. I used to wonder, when I would get ready to do something for God, I would go through great warfare. But I understand now that my great warfare brought forth great destiny and victory. Oh, Yada Masia. Y'all not talking to me today. Praise God. Holy Ghost, have your way. But no problem is too great for God to solve. What are you dealing with today? You can never break God's promise by learning on them or leaning on them. Oh, Shatoda Bashanda. God's promises are like the stars. Come on. Hallelujah. God didn't promise an easy voyage, but a safe arrival. The Bible says in Psalms 37:3, trust in the Lord. Here, I want you to hear me very slow. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Just the part. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit your ways to the Lord. Commit that jealousy, that envy, that strife, that backbiting. Come on, somebody. Commit those ways to the Lord. See, we don't want nobody to tell us to do right. We want everything on a silver platter or gold, however you want to say it. But we don't want to do right. But somebody say that crooked walk. God says go and get straightened out. He said, I will make the crooked places straight for you. As a preacher, we sometimes get discouraged. Every preacher get discouraged. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I don't know if some preachers out there, y'all. We all get discouraged. The church don't want to do right. They don't want to give. They don't want their time in, praise God. They want to walk in all dressed up, expect everything to be all glorified. They don't want to pray no more. The altars are not even erected no more, praise God. We just walk in, grab the mic, and that's it. We don't pray. And we wonder sometimes, amen, what's going on? We got to get the people back in place, people of God. As preachers, yes, you're struggling in the church because nobody knows. They don't want to tithe. They don't want to send offerings in no more. Praise God. They want you to do ministry. They want you to feed them. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But they don't want to give back. And if you can't give your finances, you give of yourself. What's too hard for our God? Those are prayer petitions before our God. I just want to throw that out there this morning, praise God, because yes, 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 the people of God struggle because there's no help in the land. But God, thank be to God, that he'll send a ram in the bush and move all those stumbling blocks out the way. All the ones that want to speak ill of ministries. Oh, I don't know why God had Katoria Bastia. Want to talk down to the preachers. Don't want to honor them no more. Yes, Katoria Bashanda. But God says to the preacher today, there's nothing too hard for me. You come before me, hey, and I'll fix it for you. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. But I expect preachers to believe that God can solve their problems. If we preach without enthusiasm, you know, it's something, amen, praise God, to listen, amen, to a person, and you're trying to follow them, praise God, but they ain't got no enthusiasm, they ain't got no zeal, they ain't got nothing, praise God, they come with a dry word, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, without victory, without encouragement in their own souls. the people begin to act the same way. That spirit comes on them. Pray that emotia. So God says, I'll make my ministers a flame of fire. That means I got to put them back through the fire again to get the flame kindled. Amen, praying. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, flame in the fire. God helps us to believe today that nothing's too hard for God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for thee. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, there is no place where God can't send a revival. Somebody says, send a revival, God. Set a revival in my life. Set a revival in my tithing again. Set a revival in my fasting again. Set a revival that I pray more. Come on, Holy Ghost. Set a revival, brother, the most shanda, yada, the most shia, in my husband, God. Set a revival in my wife, God. Set a revival in my children, God. Set a revival in my family, God. Set a revival in my finances, God. Set a revival in my ministry, oh God. Set a revival in my job, God. Set a revival in my career, God. Set a revival in my home. Set a revival, God. I need a revival. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I was reading and I sang the great Welsh revival, the people did four things. They condemned sin in themselves. They completely obeyed God in every matter. I'm talking to somebody today. They had compassionate burdens for others. We don't have no compassion for nobody else no more. Praise God. They tell you, praise God, you're struggling. Oh, I pray for you. Well, if I'm struggling, help me. No compassion. I pray for you. What kind of answer is that when you got a whole tent full of dollar bills or a cabinet full of food? I'll pray for you. Oh, I don't know how many times I heard that. I'll pray for you. That's not the answer. Help somebody. Be compassionate. They pray. They condemn sin. They completely obey God and everything. They had compassion and they prayed. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, when God said that they was okay at that time, but I want to tell you today, praise God, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face. Come on, I want to say it a different way. Pray, seek my face for me a little more. And require of the necessities for my face and turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive your sins and heal your land. The Bible says in Habakkuk 3:2, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Oh, my Shatoria Bashanda. O Lord, revive thy works in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in your wrath, remember mercy, God. Remember mercy. I know I haven't dotted every I and crossed every T, but remember mercy. Anybody know about calling God for mercy? Mercy on me, Lord. I don't know how many times I went that way, praise God. The trials got so hard. I said, have mercy on me, God. God says, oh, and Pastor Waters, she could identify because it was so hard, these trials. And I said, have mercy. God said, the trials got so hard, I had to carry you the rest of the way. Some of you, God is carrying you the rest of the way because your trials are so hard. People are still coming up against you. But God told me to tell you today, there's nothing too hard for him. Praise God. We try everything except God's way. Somebody say, try Jesus today. Try him today. He will work it out for you. He will work it out for you. God, the power of God, still yet stands. The power of God is still moving. I want to put a song on, I'll be right back to finish my sermon today. Praise God. Somebody shout with me today. Write it on your wall. There's nothing too hard for our God. Because in the midst of him, he says, I have gracefully broken you.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say,
take all. Woo! I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him.
Set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open.
Hey.
Pouring out my life. Gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name, your mighty love. Stand strong to the end, you will fulfill your listen to me, you won't forsake.
You will be with me.
You will be with me. Here I am, God, arms wide open.
Oh,
pouring out my life. My life, grace.
Here I am, here I am.
arms wide open. I'm right here pouring out my life gratefully.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On Monday night at 6 p.m., your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. On Tuesday night, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry, at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about Friday night. Friday is Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. You get praise and you get worship songs. And Pastor Matthew McNeil also brings a refreshing word, Fresh Friday Fruit. You don't want to miss none of these days. We thank God for you, you and you. And if you like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so or sponsor. You can reach us. Our ministry phone number is 302-883-9799. Also, if you'd like to contact us, you can also reach us at mci2621@yahoo.com. For all prayer requests, you can dial 302-883-9799, text or call, or use our email address. We thank God for you, you and you. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Praise the Lord, Holly Kabashanda. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank God, amen, for those announcements, amen. You don't want to miss none of those nights, y'all. Come on, y'all got to come on aboard. And matter of fact, start giving somebody else the number, amen, praise God. Somebody needs Jesus, amen. This is the time now. Praise God, as God put in my spirit. Come on, yes, Holy Spirit, it is time to save souls, y'all. Give them the number, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, give them the number. Somebody needs Jesus today. I know I need him. I don't know about you, but I need him every day. Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we try everything except God's way. Back to the word. We try the advertising, come on. Try to get people to realize that a great preacher is coming. Come on, we do that because we want God's movement. We publicize, we organize, we do everything but organize before God in prayer and claim his promises. Claim his promises over your ministry. Claim his promises over your life. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Command your days. Get God in what you're doing. There is no place on earth God can't send a revival. God can help us to believe that there is nothing too hard for you. Oh, come on. It's nothing like when God does something, praise God, and we want to shout it to the roof because we prayed that situation and we've seen God move, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Have you ever prayed something? Amen. Have you ever prayed something and God answered? Then you get fearful because you see the results, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You'll be like, wait a minute, hold up. Is something going to happen, praise praise God, but God already answered you, praise God. The devil always come behind it, amen, and make you think that something is going to happen when God has already done a thing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we got to start rebuking it in the name of Jesus when we see God movement in a circumstance, because it's not only a movement, but it's a divine movement in a situation. That's why he asks us that. There is no person too hard for God to save. I have known some hard cases. The story of the paralytic, the four men brought to Jesus, four men at the hole on the roof. He looked down at the man and said, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. There's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. I could go through the story, but it's going to take me a minute to finish that story. Amen. They carried him. His friends carried them. No room around where Jesus was at. Praise God. They dug through the roof. Praise God. Put him down in there. Jesus looks at him. Praise God. That's Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 1:15 is, this is a thankful saying and a worthy of all acceptations. Come on, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. Is anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for thee. God never made a promise that was too good to be true. This is what I was saying. There's never been a promise. There's no problem too hard for the Lord to solve. Possibly you have been had a problem which you have been trying to solve by yourself, and you have failed. Ask the Lord to solve it for you. He can, and he will perform a miracle just for you if it is for his glory to do so. He is a miracle-working God. Yes, and nothing is too hard for him. We look at the following today when I thought about it and see how power was put forth in the solution of his people's problem. He enables them to pass through the Red Sea unharmed on dry land. He solves the problem of the bitter water at Marah. He gave them water out of a rock. He turned water into wine. He stilled the storm. He fed the 5,000. He raised the dead. Come on, Holy Ghost. What he did then, he can do today. Have we soon forgotten the miracles of time and other similar miracles in our day, in our generation, and miracles that God has performed in our own lives? Today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, we bless God for his power. We bless God for what he's doing. There is nothing too hard for our God. Hallelujah. I just want to say that today, as the Holy Spirit led me to that passage of scripture. There is still time. Keep the patience and hold on. When I was sitting here, remember I told you, great destinies provokes great warfare. But know this, people of God. Whatever we're facing today, whatever God promised you, it is time to pull out the book of remembrance today. What did God say about your life? What did God say about you? What did God say? God's word don't fall to the ground. it shall accomplish that what it's sent out to do. Y'all know the words. He watches over his word to perform it. He looked around and couldn't swear by no other but himself. People of God, God loves you, but he wants you to know today, too hard for him. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for that word today. Praise God. We thank God for the movement of the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. So I declare this last Sunday of the month, the God of heaven shall hearken to every prayer you have been praying from the beginning of this month. As God separated Lot from Abraham to enable him to fulfill his God-given vision, so shall God separate you from whatever shall obstruct or subtract your God-given assignment. May you be preferred above all your competitors. I'm speaking today in the power of the Holy Ghost. May you be clothed with the spirit of excellence. All your efforts this week and beyond shall be watered and crowned with abundant blessings. May your rain of blessings rain heavily and continually until you are drenched with divine favor from the Almighty God. This is our last Sunday of the month. And I pray that the Lord will open the gates of favor for you this month coming, this day starting, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. And I will end with a song, giving God all the glory. I thank God for you, you, and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. I pray that you was blessed. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I give you glory. I thank you, Father, yes, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Father, you said nothing is too hard for you. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bow before you, and we enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise, Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness we have towards anybody. We praise you, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory, God. God, and just like in Isaiah, God, to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each and every one of us today, Father. Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you today. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for divine acceleration and supernatural speed upon our blessings, God. I speak in the authority that you have given me from heaven this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask, God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, let them testify of the favor and the gates being open today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. I pray for souls to be saved, God. I pray that you will bring them in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for every pastor on this line, God. I pray for every ministry, God, on this line, God. God, supersede our imagination, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. God, you said whoever thinketh in our heart, so shall it be, God. God, well, sometimes we're limited to you, God, because we know that you are big God, and you are doing big things in this season. So we thank you for the doors that's opening. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you for breathing on us a fresh new anointing today, God. Thank you that you revived our soul, God, today, God. Open up our eyes, God. Open up our ears, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Endow us again, God, with thy presence, God. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do in this season. We bless you, God. We praise you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, 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 amen. Happy Sunday. God bless you. God bless you. Until next time, have a wonderful evening.
Mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go, Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain, falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. Oh, he's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. You were faithful in the storm. I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So in every mountain high, in every valley low, I will trust in you.
Yeah.
sinking sand. All other ground, you're sinking sand.